A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. There is an incredible intimacy in these verses from Luke's 24th chapter. We can see the disciples retelling what happened on the way to Emmaus. We see the others hanging on their every word, dizzily trying to make sense and keep up with what they are hearing. How? What? And yet, deep inside, in spite of common sense and centuries of socialization and religion, it rings true. How can it be? Oh, who knows? But we believe. And just then is when his voice is clear to us. His syllables audible. And they become, "Peace be with you." Now, both in this scene and in our own hearts, there is a place full of longing, surprise, desire. We hear deep inside, "Why are you troubled? Touch me and see. Touch me." As Christians, we believe that in Jesus, the fullness of God's self-revelation is given. Period. Today, Christ stands in our midst at this very moment. We catch a glimpse and we are startled, incredulous, maybe even terrified. God's full self, gently, with deft clarity, speaks, "Touch me and see. See my wound. In my hands, my feet. See my eyes in the eyes of the woman serving you at lunch. See my feet on the boy running to catch his bus. See my hands on the man holding the cardboard with the sign at the corner of the exit ramp. hear me in the girl singing to her car radio blaring tune. See me, my body, in the elderly gentleman folding his walker as he gets into the driver's seat. Touch me and see. Give me something to eat. Let us sit together, and I will open your mind, and you will understand. You will know peace in you. Trust me. Just touch me and see, so that you will know this incredulous joy made accessible just for you. Touch me and see. Then you will know the words I have told you are fulfilled. You are witnesses of these things. You touch me. You.